Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 42 on April 1st, 2013. You know, I kind of thought about doing an April Fool's podcast, but I just couldn't, you know, I'm really not one for practical jokes, so I just couldn't see having a bunch of times when I fooled you and gave you stupid information, and I don't know, I just couldn't do it. So this is a real podcast. It's not a fake, unless I'm joking, unless I'm tricking you, right? So with that introduction, let's jump right in. I got a whole bunch of letters. Here's the first one from a lovely young lady. I found out my boyfriend was into pegging when he logged me into his Adam and Eve account to pick myself out a toy. This is when I saw the suggestions for you on the side with a bunch of strap-ons. Turns out his ex and him used to do it. Only then did I feel obligated to try this. I first thought he was gay. I now know that is just absurd. Long story short, I bought him and me a strap-on for Valentine's Day. We had our first time, which was okay. The second time was amazing. And then it faded away. He talks about it via text, then never brings it up in person. I am not that comfortable at all. I feel like I am maybe bad at it. I'm hoping maybe you can give me some pointers. He watches porn almost every day, just a clip or two, nothing drastic, but it's always pegging videos, yet he doesn't ask for it. Also, he tells me I have to clean it because it is mine, the strap-on. But as I said earlier, I'm not really comfortable and I feel like that is too much. Hope you can help me. I really want to please him, and I know he wants it. I just don't really know what to do. Feeling helpless and inexperienced, like maybe he likes the way his ex did it better. Hope to hear from you soon. I actually wrote this lady back right away because I really felt for her. Oh my gosh, that's got to be such an uncomfortable situation. So rather than waiting the week to the podcast, I went ahead and wrote her back and she actually replied. So you're going to get the whole story here. Here's what I wrote. First of all, kudos to you for reacting so well once you got past the fear of him being gay. I did notice you used the word obligated when you talked about trying it out with him, though, because he used to do this with his ex and you wanted to please him. Be careful there, because if that sense of obligation makes its way into the bedroom, he will feel that. Better to try and find the part of you that thinks it's totally hot and bring that to the pegging bed with you. Bring enthusiasm if you can find some. Whatever that may be, the being in control, the penetration of his ass, the sounds he makes, the orgasms you can give him, whatever works for you, for getting you enthused about pegging, bring that to the act instead of a sense of obligation, first of all. Because there's nothing worse than someone doing something for you in bed that they're not into. Even if you aren't really into strap-on play, but you can just get into the giving him pleasure part of it, that would be good. Now, as far as the ex goes, unless you have some reason to think he's pining for her, try to let any discomfort about that go. Yeah, it is possible that she did pegging better than you, but that just means you're new at it and you need some practice to learn how to get good at it. Part of getting good at it is learning what he likes. There's no magic formula for this, unfortunately, because different men like different things. And learning how to fuck someone is, as it sounds like you have already discovered, a fairly steep learning curve. You two need to communicate about this. Ideally, you have a sit-down outside of the bedroom where you talk about all this. You say in your letter that he talks about it via text, but he never brings it up in person. So how about you bringing it up? You wonder why he's acting kind of weird about it. Good question. There's a few things that this could be going on here, and you know more of the details, so I'm just going to run down the possibilities. It could be he's embarrassed about pegging on some level, due to the whole homophobia, taboo, loss of masculinity fears. So there might be a part of him that can't quite face that embarrassment and just wants it to kind of go away, but he's obviously totally into fantasizing about it, so it is not going to go away. Or He could be too shy to tell you how he likes it, and since you're new at it and need some practice, he's not really getting it the way he likes it. Sometimes men enjoy women taking control and running the show completely when they get pegged. This would mean that you decide when he's getting it instead of him asking for it. Some men like to be dominated in many different senses of the word, from just running the fuck to more of the BDSM type of stuff, like being tied up or spanked or stuff like that. And then some men like to wear women's lingerie or clothing when they're getting pegged. And some men like all of the above. So you need to have that discussion with him and find out what he likes. So when you talk with him, don't mention the ex like at all. Tell him something like this, that you're glad you discovered that he likes strap-on sex because you think it's pretty hot. Only tell him that if you really do. Tell him you want to do it more often so that you can get really good at doing him just the way he likes to be done. Ask him if there's other kinks he likes along with the pegging because you want to give him what he wants. And it's really okay to tell you exactly what he wants. But again, don't say this unless you really mean it. If he all of a sudden says he wants to dress up in lingerie and put a wig on, you need to think about how you'll respond to that. Or if he likes to be spanked, are you up for that? And I'm not trying to dissuade you from asking about his kinks here, because I believe that when a couple shares their deepest desires, it can really lovely draw them closer together. But think about your reactions to the possibilities before you ask him, so you don't freak out if he says he wants to wear women's lingerie and you're not into that. There's a lot of trust involved in divulging kinks. And it's also possible that he may have no other kinks except for the pegging. He's just waiting for you to be there when he comes home from work one day and say, "Hi, honey, you're going to get fucked tonight, so go get ready for me." And when I say get ready, remember that some clean out is often involved, so spontaneous bringing it to bed might not be a good thing. Okay, so for you getting good at it, here's what I recommend. First, one or two nights during foreplay, you use a couple of fingers to find his prostate so you know where it is, and ask him how he likes it stimulated, what kind of stroke, harder or softer, faster or slower. So here's more of the communication here. Then, after you do that for a couple of nights, you take the dildo out of the harness and you use it in your hand a few times. Again, paying attention to the details of the stroke, angle, pressure, speed, depth that he tells you that he likes the best. This way you're going to know what you're trying to duplicate when you finally strap it on. This is the best way to learn more about it before you do it. And then one more thing here about the equipment. I have a question of, did you buy it for him as a surprise or did you two pick it out together? Because if you bought it, it's actually possible that he may prefer lots of different things, a different length, a different girth, a different firmness or texture or color or realism. Again, ask him about these things. Here's another suggestion. Choose a position where your skill is not as necessary and he controls the penetration. This would help if you have some fears about your own performance. And the two positions I recommend are the cowboy or the chairman. A small suggestion. Well, it's not small. It's actually really important. This is a very important suggestion that gets glossed over or missed or just not even mentioned a lot of times. And it's a very important thing to know when you first start pegging a man. It has to do with penetration. If you are in a position where you are in control of the penetration, not like cowboy or chairman, because he's going to be doing it then. But if you're doing like the pseudo missionary or the spoon or something like that, when pushing it in for the first time, take it slow, push to that certain point of resistance, and then just stay there. Don't withdraw and don't push forward. Just stay right there. Because if you continue pushing forwards, when his sphincter opens up, you can slide it home really fast, which is not good. Better to let him take the time to open up and then back up to the toy. In fact, you can tell him that to back up when he's ready. And again, communicate. Ask him fast or slow, short or long strokes. And ask him how you can do it better, not what you're doing wrong. And then listen and learn. And you can tell him you want to practice regularly so you get good at it. And once you get to that point, you can explore the world of pegging toys that might get you off too. Because, you know, double-ended dildos and clitoral vibes and all those sorts of things might be all you need to totally crank up your enthusiasm for pegging if you find you don't have it already. And then let us know how it goes. And I heard back from this young lady just this morning, and I was delighted because I knew I'd be able to read it to you guys tonight. And here's what she wrote. Thanks for all the pointers. Yesterday during sex, I started playing around with my fingers, and he said, "You really like my butt, huh?" And that all stemmed from a conversation about pegging. He asked me if I would like to put anything else in his butt, and I told him, "Yes, my cock." He definitely liked that and left to get ready. When he got out of the shower, I asked if I could use the crop he bought to use on me, and if he would like me to fuck him hard or take it easy on him. He didn't say much. I don't think he liked the spanking thing, but I still don't know. Anyway, we just started fingering each other, which was fun. Then, playing around finally led us to pegging. He really likes being on his back, and that means I have to be in control. This makes me a little nervous, only because I don't want to hurt him or do something wrong. But we switched it up all over the place. I had him get on top, then we went to the kitchen where I bent him over a chair, then we did the chairman. Anyway, I think he liked it, and while he was on his back, I told him how much I was enjoying myself and that I really liked it, which I do. And later that night, he is a total early bird, but at 12:30 a.m., he was up for me to spoon peg him again. This makes me feel so good. I can tell now that I told him how much I like it. He feels more open. Thanks for the chat and the help. I'm excited to have this as a part of my regular bedroom activities. Ooh, yes. I was so happy to get your message, and I really appreciate the update. You know, sometimes that's all it takes, is letting him know that you're into it and being the one to make the first move. I think sometimes guys do this thing where they really want it, but they feel self-conscious about it for a whole bunch of reasons, which we've talked about a lot. But they don't want the woman to do it just because they want it. Because, you know, I mentioned that in my first response to you. It's not a fun feeling for somebody who's totally lukewarm about something. Even if they don't like the act itself, if they love giving you pleasure, that's enough. You know, there's a bunch of different compromises that couples make sexually with each other where they're not so much into the act at all, but wow, do they like to give their partner that orgasm. So perhaps that was holding him back. And it's so cool that letting him know you were into it and being the one to make the first move really made such a difference. I would suggest you continue to gently try and get him to communicate a little bit more and just have fun with that. I'm really happy for you guys. And when you say that you think he liked it, if he woke you up and was up for you to spoon him again, or maybe, you know, maybe I got that part wrong. You guys didn't go to sleep at first. But if he wanted it again, yeah, he definitely liked it. You did an awesome job. Excellent. Okay. So here is another letter from a 22-year-old male. I am a 22-year-old male wishing to tell you how ecstatic I am to have stumbled upon your website. I've been reading your articles and listening to your podcast for a little while now. I have to say it is great to know that a woman out there is teaching and informing others about this because I've learned so much from it. I am sure for many this may be a strange act to try or even think about between a man and a woman. But had I not gone along with it, I would never have experienced any of what you have said. If I may add my 2 cents, I can say with confidence that after trying it, nothing has turned me on more. Trusting someone with your body is an important step. For a man, if you are to trust a woman with your ass, it becomes a huge step in a relationship. Men are often deterred by this. I can say I was for a while. Why would I want to have that done to me? What do I get out of it? I never thought I would get much of any reward out of it or experience any benefit from it. However, later I found out I was completely wrong. After trying it, it brought so much more meaning to my previous relationship. I believe it makes people come closer together. Giving a woman that power to control your body in a way No one ever has, and seeing it in her eyes was like nothing I've experienced before. Maybe it is because it is such a change of roles, or it's taboo, or possibly just a turn-on. I'm not sure, but I believe it is a lot of different things. That is the wonder of pegging. It is such a deeply sensual and erotic act, yet it can be kinky and fun as well. Like I said before, it takes a lot for a man to even let a woman near his ass, let alone fuck it. A man has to have confidence that his partner will not hurt him, but enjoy it and hope it would be pleasurable. A man is also extremely vulnerable allowing someone to come close to his forbidden fruit. I didn't realize that men's asses were forbidden fruit. I had not known going into it that it could possibly be pleasurable for both people, but my goodness, the risk was more than worth the reward. Just like your article, Awesome Ass Men, I am so glad to have explored my ass. The pleasure I've received from pegging is nothing like before. Having the soft hands of a female grab my hips, caress me, smack, kiss, lick, and bite my ass, all while making me hers, is utterly out of this world. Just like you stated in your article, Do Women Love Pegging? The idea of a woman being in complete control while you are able to do nothing but take it and beg for more is enough to drive a man crazy. It certainly did for me. Oh, and that's not all. The simple act itself is just so naughty. And the best part is that nobody knows but you and your lover. Looking at each other with a crowd of people around, you smile and know you're going to get it good tonight and no one knows. That's unbelievably hot. This is all said even without me talking about reaching an orgasm, too. I did not think it was possible to reach an orgasm without even touching my cock or moan so loud and so much. At the end of it all I could do was sit there, eyes wide open, with goosebumps all over me. The best way I can describe it is to give a male an orgasm, but through his entire body, and multiply it by 100. I hope more men are able to experience this as well as women, because from what I understand, women get something out of it as well, or so I would hope. The one thing I was told is that it was the idea of owning your man's ass and saying it's yours. That became a huge turn-on for the girl in my previous relationship. Not only was it pleasurable, but the hottest part was seeing her penetrate me. Her entering her masculine man's soft ass was mind-blowing as well. I'm not sure what turns women on the most about it, but if you could tell me, I would love to know. There's a lot of pressure out there to deter men from this because it is deemed as gay or homosexual to receive such an act. I couldn't say that that is farther from the truth. I'm glad to say I have experienced it, and it made me even more compassionate towards women, knowing I can trust them with my deepest desires. Hopefully more women and men will realize this, and thanks to you, I'm sure they have. If you have made it this far, haha, I am sorry for the long message, and I will cut it off shortly. I just would also have to say that your article titled Objectifying is, well, super hot. I never thought about a woman objectifying a man's body or ass like that. Just thinking about that drives me nuts. Thinking that there are women out there going about their daily duties and wanting to bend a guy over is pure bliss. I've attached a few photos to complement your other article. Wow, just wow. A little something to thank you. It is a lot of fun sometimes to wear a woman's sexy lingerie for her because it is just what she would do for me. It's so taboo because men are often seen as so masculine in society. So I really hope to experience pegging with someone again. Don't stop what you're doing because many men may not have gone through with it or seen the benefits of pegging. You have done a lot of reading, sir. You quoted so many of my articles. And thank you for writing in. I really, really enjoyed this letter. And, you know, this is another letter from a happily pegged man who writes really eloquently about his experience. I love to hear from you guys because this is the stuff men who are afraid to try pegging need to hear. And that it's really amazing and that it really is okay to try it. In fact, if you don't try it, you're going to be missing something extraordinary. Okay, now don't anyone take me to task for suggesting that every single man should love pegging or he's too inhibited or there's something wrong with him, because I don't believe that. Pegging is not for every man, to be sure. But for those men who are intrigued who are listening, and we know you're intrigued if you are listening to this podcast, right? Check out this young man's letter. You know, it's likely that intense pleasures await you. So for you, sir, who wrote in the letter, I do wish you the best in finding another woman who enjoys pegging. She's going to be lucky to have a man like you who already knows the pleasures of his own ass and the knowledge that comes with trading places sexually. So one of the things you asked was, what do women like about it? Oh, I wrote an entire article about what I like about it, and I'll put the link on my blog for everyone to check out. I think I titled it, Do Women Love Pegging? Or maybe I titled it, Confessions of a Pegger. I think that's what I titled it. Anyway, that link is going to be there. There's a lot of things I love about pegging. Oh, so many. And, you know, they may be different things than what I like, for what other women like, you know. So for the women listening, you know, feel free to write in and tell us what you love about pegging, because the men want to know, especially the men who are thinking about exploring pegging but hesitating, because they want to make sure their women are going to get something out of it too. You know, we do, guys, we really do. And last but not least, thank you so much for the pictures. I must say, you look astonishingly good in pink. And I'm wondering, where are you located? Kidding. Kind of. Thank you for sending those. I really enjoyed them. Okay, another letter from a man. I am new to the world of pegging. I stumbled across your website while looking for ways to convince my girlfriend to peg me. I listened to a few of your latest podcasts today and really enjoyed them. Your voice is very soothing and your laugh is great. I was looking through your site, trying to find a picture of you to put a face with the voice, but I never could find one. I was looking into subscribing to your blog. Do you ever post fan pictures and stories? I like to hear that I'm not the only perverted guy out there with pegging fantasies. I like the dom aspect of it, but not really interested in the cross-dressing or humiliation parts that others might enjoy. My girlfriend and I are both young, both submissive-oriented, and I want to get her to be more dominant during sex. I feel like I'm doing all the work, changing my role to be more but dominant for her pleasure, and I seldom get my turn. We've talked about it. I've done some solo trials, and she has heard me talk about the amazing orgasms I've given myself with ass play. She's not enthused about the idea, but does want to share in providing me pleasure. It's really great you're able to help so many people overcome their fears and give them suggestions on how to approach the idea, especially getting the female perspective. Lastly, I had an idea after listening to the podcast about sex workers versus finding another willing partner, male or female. You might ask women that express they are looking for a willing male pegging partner to meet up with another of your listeners from her area. It may not become a relationship, but it would bring them together with a mutual connection. It would also allow both people to fulfill their fantasies. Just a suggestion. Thank you for your time and the great site. Okay, let's see here. No, you will not find a picture of my face. I have very carefully not put one of those up. Eventually, I'm sure there will be a picture of my face connected with the name Ruby Rider, but not as yet. I am enjoying staying anonymous to a certain extent, except for people who live around my area who know me. And you are definitely not the only perverted guy out there with pegging fantasies. Good God. There are about 1,700 hits on my website every day. So you are far, far from the only perverted guy out there. And you know, I have to insist that the use of that word perverted is in the very best of ways. If that's what a perverted guy is, give me a perverted man every time. So I do post fan pictures sometimes. I do post fan stories sometimes. I'm pretty selective, but you are always welcome to send them in. I enjoy that, and so do our readers and listeners, absolutely. Okay, so you and your girlfriend are both submissively oriented. Well, then, yeah, you have to take turns if it's going to work out between you, because if you feel like you're doing all the work, which is what you expressed, that can only continue for so long before you get tired of it and trying to find a woman who will indulge your desire to be dominated as well, ideally an equal amount of time. I mean, you could do a number of things here, and I urge you to go, like, really take baby steps into it, but eventually you could work out a schedule. And the reason I suggest a schedule, even though that's not very spontaneous, I know, but the reason I suggest that is because I can hear how much you want this, and I'm picturing this. I'm picturing, you know, this moment when you both have that feeling where you want to get sexy and you recognize that, and she's hoping you don't want her to run the fuck, and you're hoping that she will. And that's that uncomfortable place where you want something, she wants something different, and you're getting a little peeved that she doesn't run the fuck often enough. Sometimes maybe not at all for long periods of time, right? So if you have a schedule, even if it's not an equal period of time that you're exchanging, even if like it's only once a week or once every four times or something that you get to play the submissive role, if you can count on that, if it's something you know you can count on, and she knows it's her turn to take control, that might ease things between you because you at least have that to look forward to, even if it's not half of the time at first. Sometimes, when a person first starts exploring dominance, it's a little overwhelming, especially if they're deep down submissively oriented. It can be overwhelming because they've never really thought that way before, and they honestly just don't know how to do it, don't have any ideas about what to say and what to do. So as you guys explore this, you might want to check into some books about how, you know, female dominance and that she might enjoy reading, because they're out there, and off the top of my head, I can't remember which ones I would recommend, but you know what, I'm going to put it in the links. So, you know, that as you two explore this, there might be times of silliness and laughter and trial and error, because that just has to do with her learning how to take control, and that's a completely separate subject aside from the pegging part of things. So what I'm seeing here is that you want her to dominate and you want her to do the pegging. And, you know, asking her to do both at once might feel like too much because the learning curve is potentially very steep for both. The dominance learning curve is especially steep for a submissively oriented woman. And absolutely, the pegging learning curve is steep because women aren't born with cocks. So maybe try one at a time and take it slow. You know, all the steps in between the concept and the actual action of pegging are important. You want to do anal play with fingers and gloves if you want them and not if you don't. You want to have her discover where your prostate is with her fingers and know where it is, know how you like it stimulated, discover what the stroke and the speed and the pressure that you like. And then before doing any pegging, just like I recommended with the person previous, you want to have her take that dildo in her hand and try and duplicate what she's been doing with her fingers. And these can take many nights to do these things, right? And then eventually she can strap it on. But I mean, you know, she may need for you to suggest things to her. And even if it's planned, you're still going to get your dominance. So that's another suggestion. Like something that just went through my head was you can have her, you can tell her ahead of time, this is what I want you to do. You know, I want you to tie me up and tie my arms against the headboard and tie my legs up a little bit and then use the dildo with your hand and fuck me with it. And that way, you've got your bit of dominance there, and she knows what to do because she's been given those instructions, right? And that will help her take those baby steps. So little baby steps at a time, be aware of the difficulty in both of these roles that you're wanting from her, and talk about it. And I think you guys might have a little bit more success. And I hope that works out for you. I really, really do. As far as your idea of matching up women who say they like pegging with men from their area, FetLife actually already does that, though admittedly, their search capabilities are not like a normal dating site. that's what actually keeps it from being a meat market. But you can actually page through the people in your area. You can pick the ones who are in your age range that you prefer, and you can open up their profile and check their fetish list. It is tedious, but it is possible. I don't really frequent any of the other websites where you might be able to search for that fetish. The last time I was on Adult Friend Finder, you could not search for that fetish. So I don't really know if it's possible. And the dating sites that I know of that are supposedly matching up people who like pegging, there are no good reviews on those. So I would not trust them. Many people have put forth ideas about pegging-oriented dating sites, and I just don't believe the business model works. There are far more men out there who want pegging than women who want to give it. And who knows why? You know, perhaps because they have not been exposed to it yet. Perhaps because they have fears about it, misconceptions. Perhaps because the majority of women who enjoy it already do so within the context of an intimate relationship. Whatever reasons or reason, it just doesn't work. And if a dating website actually does offer search capabilities that enable you to search for women who love pegging, can you imagine how besieged those women would be and what kind of an experience that could turn into? Yeah, not a viable business model. I really just don't think it'll work. On FetLife, I get a fair amount of attention just because I'm into pegging. I don't get nearly as much of attention as I would because of my age. If I was 35 and into this, oh yeah, I know women who are, and they've taken that off their profiles a lot of times because their men are so intense about pursuing them, basically. So yeah. And I'm not willing to start, you know, the spreadsheet, the Excel spreadsheet of who's into it and where they live. Just not doing it. Okay. But you know what? If you think this might work, you should do it, because somebody out there, if they can actually start a workable and successful pegging website, dating website, that would be totally awesome. I could refer them all to you, and I would happily refer them all to you. Okay, and this is kind of leads into this same, this next letter kind of leads into the same subject. Here's what we got on the next letter. Ms. Ryder, I'm hopeful you can help, as I'm beginning to think I am without hope. I was first introduced to pegging about 5 years ago by my last girlfriend. I quickly became addicted, so to speak, and enjoyed our sessions beyond belief. Countless orgasms per session played no small part. My problem stems from the fact one day, about 3 years ago, my girlfriend pulls out of my ass and says, "I believe you are beginning to enjoy this too much." Since that day, she seemed to change her view of me, like she thought I was gay or something along that line. And we broke up soon after. We are still good friends, but all sex and pegging play has ended, with one exception. Last July, on my birthday, she spent a few hours at my house and gave me the pegging I so desperately wished for. Since then, nothing further has happened. I have tried various ways of finding a new pegging partner, and all have failed. Have found more men seeking a partner than women. Why is finding a woman who will strap one on and fuck a man so hard to find? Well, first of all, ouch. So sad to hear your story. Unfortunately, yours is not the first one I have heard like that. The last pegging class that I taught, a man came up to me afterwards and basically told me the same thing. But, you know, it can get even more intense than that, because his story was that he was in one of those amazing orgasmic places where he was absolutely and completely, totally opened up and vulnerable and receptive and trembling and, you know, more vulnerable than he has ever been pretty much in his life. And she chose that moment, this woman of his, to say, "You're gay," and leave him. Good God, ladies. just want to slap her. Just want to track her down and slap her. The trust involved in letting someone take you so deep. The trust involved in opening yourself up and being vulnerable and allowing yourself to show that to someone else is so intense and really, really needs to be valued for how big of a deal that is. So for a woman to do that is just, I hate hearing those stories, and I'm so sorry for you guys. I really just wish that would never happen. So sad to hear your story. It sounds in your case, sir, like more communication was definitely needed to happen between you two, or maybe you tried and she just wasn't into it. But you know, if she was unable to get over her fears about your sexual orientation after pegging you for some time, and if she wasn't able to get over them, if she wasn't able to have an adult conversation with you about her concern that you liked it so much, I don't know, that's not only bad communication, it's really immature. Because even without pegging, if we just take the concept of pegging and push it aside, there are compromises that couples make about sexual preferences all the time. In fact, many times, it's the man who wants to fuck his woman in the ass, and she only likes it every once in a great while and says yes because she knows he loves it. So, you know, one thing is that obviously a lot of energy needs to be put forth to rock your partner's world sexually in the way that they like the very, very best, so that they are, you know, a trembling, hard-breathing lump of satisfaction to the point that they will be very willing to indulge you in what you like the best. So, of course, that's one of the rules, is Dan Savage's GGG, which is good giving in game. Good, as in good in bed. Giving, as in giving of equal time and pleasure. Game, as in game for just about anything. There, sometimes women freak out when they can't get over their fears about the whole gay thing, or when they see how much men love this, and then it reactivates those fears. You know, we've gotten a few letters in the last few podcasts about women who are like, okay, you're getting a little too obsessed about this. But the adult thing to do is to talk about that instead of holding it back and all of a sudden, boom, in a tender moment, just declare something and walk off. So, okay. Now, you ask also, why is finding a woman who will strap one on and fuck a man so hard to find? Wow, I'm going to go down the list. I actually wrote them down. Because her fears and misconceptions get in the way. Because pegging is an intimate act that requires a lot of trust, so it's not suitable for one-night stands or strangers. Because women aren't used to running the fuck and the learning curve is steep to strap one on. Because some women have no interest in trading places sexually with their partner. Because some women are plain grossed out by ass play. Because some men who like it make the mistake of pursuing women for their love of pegging, as if the strap-on were not attached to a person. And it pisses us women off when you do that. There's a lot of reasons, you know. Some women freak out when they see their men vulnerable, too. Now, to your other comment about it being more easy to find a man, yeah, you're able to find more men interested in it because, in fucking you, because more men are more willing to engage in casual sex than most women. And I've absolutely heard that this is true, and I know of some men who love to get fucked so much that they're totally willing to get fucked by men just because they love to get fucked so much. Of course, they miss everything that a woman brings to the experience, the softness in the breasts and all the female stuff that we offer. And they're not at all into the muscles and the hairy bodies or kissing the guys and the romantic stuff, but they love to get fucked. So they go for it with the men because it's much easier to find a male partner than a female partner. So you can try and find an open-minded woman and convince her to try it. You can go to a pro, and that's about it. And once again, I am going to post the links related to those articles regarding that, convincing her to try it. Another article called Vanilla to Pegger, One Man's Story, that a friend of mine wrote that did exactly that. He found a vanilla girl and he turned it to a pegger. And the last one is I Need a Woman to Peg Me. So I'm, you know, at this point in time, I'm thinking I should really just have those links on my front page, because I refer to them so often, but I can only fit so much on my front page, and I'm kind of juggling with that one now, so I hope they're helpful to you. And thanks for writing in. And I do hope you I wish you the very best of luck finding exactly the woman that you are looking for, sir. Okay, here is a letter from someone who's written in before. It's a letter from Jay, and he titled it, "In Ruby We Trust." I wanted to read you that part because it tickled me. "Hi, Ruby. You always are a wealth of knowledge, and once again, you are full of surprises. After spending a year in search of the Holy Grail, parentheses, a plug I can wear in public that is self-activating on my prostate, well, thanks to a young girl at the local pleasure chest who took the time to listen to my long list of plugs, stimulators, and cock rings, and what my goal has been, she gave me the answer. Drum roll, please. The Aneros Helix Sin. The silicone on the tab gave me the cushion, so when I sit with it on, I don't get pinched. The silicone on the body provides a better grip to keep it in for the long haul. And here's where you come in. Your suggestion on podcast number 39 of Boy Butter H2O makes the self-activating feature fire at will. I listen and enjoy your every word. The Boy Butter H2O makes all my toys move with the greatest of ease. Plus, Boy Butter just sounds freakier than Maximus. It also makes cleanup easier. Yes, I also got a sample of Maximus just to compare. Now, I did have some vexation from podcast 40 when you had your excellent discussion on pros and the naive guys who would never pay for sex. I believe you ended the discussion, quote, "I believe it is an awesome choice for single guys," end quote, meaning the pros. Now, Ruby, trust me, they are an awesome choice for all guys. Yes, and all guys hang on your every word, not just single guys. Anally yours, Jay. I am glad you liked the Boy Butter, Jay. It really does rock. And I'm not surprised that the Aneros Helix Sin fulfilled your specifications for the Holy Grail of anal toys. It really is an excellent toy. And for those of you who don't know, the self-activating feature that Jay speaks of refers to a design that stimulates the prostate through any small movement or slight sphincter contraction. Sometimes men who use this have said that things as small as blood vessels pulsing in the rectal canal can feel it on their prostate. Aneros has that feature pretty much mastered in their toys. And there's a fair number of men that find that with practice, they can actually place an Aneros toy in, and they're soon experiencing lovely little mini orgasms just from that self-activating feature, because any small movement will press it against the prostate. So that's totally cool. Aneros rocks, totally. Okay, now, as far as addressing your vexation, you knew I wouldn't be able to leave that one alone. I support everyone's right to choose the relationship model they desire. Whether it's monogamous, polyamorous, open relationships, swingers, or any combination thereof. The only thing I'm big on, and I insist upon, is integrity in the form of honesty. Now, were I to say that professional sex workers are an awesome choice for partnered men as well as single, I would actually, in that reference, from my perspective, only be including men who have an agreement with their partners allowing that. And of course, I don't see the situation as black and white, and I acknowledge that there are occasionally situations where a partnered man's best choice would be to go to a pro for pegging. But I also believe that the choice to go to a pro is made too often because a man doesn't want to upset the status quo and confront a potentially difficult subject, which would be pegging, and that he never has even tried to talk with her about it, that maybe he goes to a pro rather than take the risk of even bringing it up. But you know, I've made my feelings about that quite clear in previous podcasts. I'm very, very big on honesty. In fact, this whole integrity, honesty issue. The other day, I was ranting to a friend about retailers that sell toxic toys and how I was never going to advertise for any of them. I don't care how much money they offered me. And of course, my words were filled with such self-righteousness. I totally admit that. And he laughed and said, get the news crew in here, man. We have a principled one. So, yeah, right now, that's me. I am principled. I do have strong feelings about things. You know, at least you can never accuse me of being wishy-washy or not having an opinion about the things I discuss. Not only do I have strong opinions, I take great delight in filling up my podcast with them. But here's the important part, though. I try very hard to make room for everyone here. No matter what your kinks are or what choices you make or who you tell or who you don't about your kinks or your choices, you're welcome here, because life can get complicated and we're all just trying to find pleasure and happiness and love. So, let me back out of that self-righteousness at the end of that paragraph. And on that note, happy Easter. I am not at all religious in an organized religion sort of way. I am very spiritual, however. And it does kind of make me laugh that this huge religious holiday, what's it supposed to be about? The resurrection of Jesus, I guess, has turned into giant-sized bunnies hiding eggs. It's turned into chocolates and bunnies and chocolate bunnies and colored eggs and bizarre, disgusting-tasting marshmallow baby chickens, right? Because let's not forget them. I like to think of Easter actually as a time of new beginnings or renewal. And I actually happen to be moving to a new home. So it fits really well this year. The change is definitely a good one for me. And I'm also, though, I'm going to embrace the chocolates part of this holiday. Some years, that's the best part. You know, some days that's the best part of the day is chocolates too, but I like that that is a tradition for Easter because I love chocolates. Okay, wow, we gave you a long podcast for April Fools. Maybe that's it. April Fools, haha, longer than you thought. So if you're one of those people that says, wow, I'm going to go jogging and I'm going to listen to this podcast, and when Ruby stops talking, that's when I'll stop jogging. You're about ready to collapse now because we're into the 48-minute mark. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_Ryder. I have a Facebook profile and a page that you can give me a thumbs up on. I would very much appreciate it. You can subscribe to my blog. And my podcast is on iTunes as well as on my blog. You can send your questions and your stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. One request here. Please do not use text speak. It makes me wince constantly. I am a grammar snob, to quote a friend of mine. Thank you for downloading and listening. Thank you very much, and happy pegging, everyone.